All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to review everybody's favorite actor of all time, Will Smith, in a delightful animated movie called Spies in Disguise. It's directed by Nick Bruno and Troy Quayne. The writer is Lucas Martel, and it's kind of based off of a short film called Pigeon Impossible, and it stars Will Smith and Tom Holland. The synopsis is, when the world's best spy is turned into a pigeon, he must rely on his nerdy tech officer to save the world. Begins on kind of two different notes. Note number one is Tom Holland's character. Is named Walter. Walter's mother in the movie used to be a police officer. She dies in the line of duty, but she kind of encourages him when she was alive, explore science, his creativity, things like that. And then the other side of the first part of the movie is Will Smith is a secret agent for, I believe it's an organization called HTUV, which is more or less the CIA. They're also based under the Lincoln Memorial. He is sent to Japan to recover a briefcase. He's fighting a guy named Kimura and like all of his Yakuza buddies. And then there's another character that comes out that has a bionic arm who is played by Ben Mendelsohn. He steals the briefcase that Will Smith's character is after. Will Smith is a cocky, James Bondish type of character. He says some funny stuff to Ben Mendelsohn's character, tries to steal back the briefcase. The helicopter explodes, and he goes back to the HTUV, the CIA equivalent. He encounters Walter, Tom Holland's character, because one of the gadgets didn't work. And he's like very rude to Walter and fires Walter. So you don't see any more Walter for a certain time. And then it turns out when Will Smith turns over the briefcase is empty. And then all of a sudden, somebody's impersonating Will Smith, framing him for using the technology that was in the briefcase. Starts off the movie, and then eventually Will Smith's character, Lance Sterling, tries to seek out Walter because he needs help because he's off the grid at this point. He tries to escape. And Walter says, hey, I can make you invisible, and turns him into a pigeon.
How the fuck does that even work?
Walter's explanation is that people don't pay attention to birds. I turned you into a bird. So again, this is an animated movie. Most of these animated movies, you have like a character that is the odd couple type of character. So the straight character, which is Will Smith, kind of out of his element. And then the quirky, funny character, which is Tom Holland, trying to track down Ben Mendelsohn's character. So that's the whole entire movie. And I will say, despite people's assumed bias, that I don't like Will Smith.
It's not assumed bias.
This movie is okay. See? How is that assumed bias, Keith, if I say the movie's okay? I don't like the fact that Will Smith was turned into a bird for about maybe 70% of the movie. But what they do get out of it is okay. The progression of the story is fine. It does globe hop just like any other spy movie. And they're always a little too late to try to catch Ben Mendelsohn's character. For everything that goes on, the movie is perfectly okay. Do you have any questions, Keith?
How was the animation? Was it good, bad?
I mean, it's not Pixar quality, but it's passable. I think Will Smith has been in an animated movie probably since Shark's Tale. I think.
Shark's Tale.
I think that was him and Robert De Niro in that movie. Yeah. I mean, the acting's okay. The animation's okay. The story, a little weak, but mainly because Will Smith becomes a bird for the majority of the movie, but the movie's okay. And I don't have a bias against Will Smith because Will Smith is a terrible actor.
Bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit, y'all. Don't even try.
Terrible actor. And luckily he didn't play a father too much, but he kind of played the father figure to Walter. And they kind of help each other out. Again, Will Smith's character is kind of cocky and he plays Will Smith. And Tom Holland's the quirky, brilliant genius that he always has something, some invention, something to try to help the situation. And it works. So I'm going to give this movie a 5.5.
That's a positive review for you?
Yes.
Yeah, this dude, we need to reevaluate our whole...
A 5 is a movie that begins the positive scale of the Beast Game Podcast. A 5.5 is close to a 6.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, my God.
The movie is watchable. So a 5.5 is a watchable movie. How can you dispute that when I gave Will Smith a positive score? Tell me.
Yo, this dude.
Tell me. explain that to me. You can't. You're dumbfounded, flabbergasted, aren't you? Huh?
Highly. I am just absolutely
speechless.
Amazed.
You are speechless.
Absolutely amazed, dude. What the hell?
And also, DJ Khaled was also in this one, too.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And Rashida Jones. So I forgot to put her in there. She plays the agent trying to hunt down Will Smith, which kind of reminded me of, like, Angel Has Fallen. Consequently, Will Smith's wife was in that movie. Yes, I have given a positive score to a Will Smith movie. You can't dispute that. And that's Peace Game Podcast.